This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This week we watched a movie about the CIA and torture, and we did it alongside a former top CIA official.
People in the war on terror find themselves in difficult circumstances where they have to make judgments that are morally ambiguous.
Robert Grenier agreed to watch his secret world as portrayed in the new movie Rendition. The title refers to seizing a terror suspect and sending him to some distant country for questioning. In the movie, an Egyptian native is snatched at a Washington airport. A CIA official, played by Meryl Streep, ships him to North Africa. He's given to Arab intelligence officials investigating a bombing. He's stripped naked, and he's placed before an interrogator.
Sir, there's been some kind of mistake. Why have my clothes been taken from me? I want my clothes. No one has told me why I'm here or what I've done. This is crazy. I want my clothes, and I want to speak to a lawyer immediately.
Yes. Yes, of course you do. I have just a few questions.
Before the movie ends, the naked man will be beaten and subjected to electric shock. When we watched that movie with former CIA official Robert Grenier, we were eager to hear what he thought. He was in Pakistan on 9/11. He later directed the CIA's Counterterrorism Center until 2006.
Knowing what you know, having been where you've been, what was it like to sit through that movie last night?
Well, it's particularly interesting for me because it's set in North Africa, and I spent 4 years in North Africa. And one of the things I liked about it was that they got a lot of the details right. You know, when you're sitting there in Abbasi Fawaz's office, the putative intelligence chief in this sort of fictional North African country. I haven't been in that office, of course, but I've been in that office.
Grenier doesn't buy all the details, though this movie portrays a common allegation. There is at least one documented case in which a Canadian national was picked up in New York, sent to a brutal imprisonment in Syria, and then cleared by his own government. American lawmakers apologized to him just yesterday. So after the movie, we asked Robert Grenier about the rules that he operated under at the CIA. He says he doubts a U.S. resident would ever be thrown overseas, but for foreign nationals, the rules are different.
Is it legal for the United States, having brought a suspect into custody, to take them to some third country for questioning?
Sure.
Is it legal for the CIA to then hand the suspect over to a foreign intelligence service for questioning?
Sure.
Are there limitations or rules on how that can be done?
Oh, absolutely. There are all sorts of rules that are involved. And these are rules that are imposed within the CIA. I mean, there are all sorts of allegations, you know, that are made about outsourcing torture. As a matter of fact, as a practical matter, the standards that the CIA attempts to impose on other countries would compare favorably with what you would find in a precinct house anywhere in the United States. Now, that said, are there countries where in terms of their application, they are maybe not quite as strict as we would like for our police to be? Sure, absolutely. But I can tell you from my own experience, we have suspended cooperation with countries that violated the norms that we've attempted to impose.
What sort of rules?
What we say, in effect, is that that individual's human rights have to be respected. And it goes into a fair amount of detail from there, but that's probably not a place that I prefer to go right now.
Although, help me out a little bit on that, because we have this debate about torture, about human rights, about interrogations in the United States, mm-hmm. and people talk continuously past one another because they all have different or even hidden definitions of what they mean when they
Absolutely.
Say it. What do you mean by respecting human rights, or what does the CIA mean when it comes to that moment of telling a third country what they can and can't do?
Well, let's put it this way. Obviously, I don't want to go into details of rules that are imposed on others. But what I can say is that rules of aggressive interrogation, which the CIA would allow to itself, we will not allow other countries to do on our behalf.
So is it legal, as was depicted in this film, which millions of people will see, is it legal to waterboard somebody, to position them in such a way and pour water over their face so they feel like they're drowning?
Under the circumstances that were just described, where an individual is handed over to a foreign service and is permitted, at least tacitly, by the CIA to be treated in that manner, absolutely not.
Not legal.
Well, whether it's an issue of legality or not, I can simply tell you that
against the rules,
it is not something that would be permitted.
What value do you get in that situation in picking up somebody somewhere and sending them to a third party for questioning?
Well, often there's a situation where, let's say, an individual is arrested in country A, and the officials in country A say, well, look, we've got no reason to continue to hold this individual. But it's pointed out to them that, well, he's actually wanted for criminal offenses in country B. And the officials in country A say, well, we don't have an extradition treaty with country B. So here we're confronted with a situation where we have good reason to believe that this is an active terrorist, and you take the quick, expedited action necessary to get this individual to people who, in fact, have a right to hold him, and you hope, at the end of the day, we'll be able to effectively question this individual to determine whether, in fact, there are individuals who are at risk of terrorist attack.
Was there ever a circumstance where you felt that your counterpart intelligence official in some other country, and I won't say torture because you've said that doesn't happen, but or that you would not permit it?
Right.
But, oh, it does happen?
You want me to I mean, I'm not going to attest to things that I can't attest to.
Oh, meaning other countries may well torture people, or there may well be torture taking place.
Is it possible that officials in other countries have tortured or do torture people who are in detention? Well, obviously.
Robert Grenier, former head of the CIA's Counterterrorism Center, spoke with us after a screening of the new movie Rendition. He differs with many details, but says the film captures an essential truth about morally complicated choices in the war on terror. As the film goes on, it seems more apparent that the tortured prisoner is innocent. He is, after all, married to a woman played by Reese Witherspoon, who sticks up for him. Yet former CIA agent Robert Grenier, whose agency made such decisions in real life, is not quite ready to say if the suspect is guilty or not. You can hear Grenier's views on U.S. allies and torture at npr.org.